Namaskar. Let's begin today's practice in a standing position. So come to one edge of your mat and lift the 10 toes, let them spread down into the earth. And you engage the calves, the quads, the glutes, drawing those hips forward a little bit, drawing the navel in, lift up through the heart and shoulders back and around. Chin is level. Let's take a deep inhalation, draw the arms all the way up into the sky, interlink the fingers, take a rest breath. On the next big inhale, press the soles of the feet into the earth and the palms way up into the sky, lengthen the body in oppositional directions, reach, reach. And on your exhale, let those hands come all the way around slowly by the sides. When those hands reach the thighs and are back by the sides, squeeze the shoulders up to the bottom of the ears. Nice tight squeeze and hold. And release. Let the shoulders come down. Inhale, draw the arms around, way up to the stars. Interlink the fingers, push the palms up, rest breath. And when you're ready for that big inhale, inhale, pressing the palms to the sky, pressing the soles of the feet into the earth. Good, full length and reach. And slowly release those hands all the way around by the sides on the exhale. Good. And then just roll those shoulders from front to back a few rounds. Highs and lows as you go. And then from back to front, just get both directions. And then relax the hands by the sides, shoulders low. Angle the arms out away from the hips, palms facing forward. So the arms are maybe 5-6 inches from the hips, the natural angle. Close the eyes. And just breathe easily right into the center of the mind. Inhale, coming all the way into that quiet space deep inside. And exhale out. Once again, inhale all the way into the center of the mind. And exhale. Bend the knees just a touch. Roll on down forward. So you're letting the belly rest on the thighs, dropping the crown towards the earth. And let's just cradle the head. So you bring your hands to the opposite elbow, and you just give a little sway. Some people call this the ragdoll position. You just sway the torso. You relax through the whole facial features. Just let yourself gently release. And then let those arms dangle towards the earth, so they undo that ragdoll and lengthen the legs. And if your hands reach the ground, you can walk in a semicircle to the outside of the right ankle, around to the outside of the left ankle. If you just prefer to sway, that's okay. If it's so you see where your reach is, but the legs are lengthened, so you're getting the hamstrings a little bit more engaged. And then just focus in front center, just bring it back into front center, soften the knees a touch, pull in at the navel, and roll up one vertebra at a time. Come on up into a standing position. Little by little, you'll roll up to your way up, and then shoulders up and around and back, and you're into a natural standing posture again. Let's have the hands behind the back, palms pressed in towards the lumbar region, and the 10 fingers are encroaching towards the spine. Support there, and inhale back into Anuvidasana. Inhale the navel and heart to the sky, and head goes back. And exhale out of your back bend. Relax the hands by the sides. Good. And inhale the arms way up into the sky. Lengthen stance. And then just draw yourself arms all the way down to the earth into a standing fold. If you need to soften the knees on your descent to support the low back, that's okay. Otherwise, just take it all the way down. This time you may bring the hands behind the calves, behind the hamstrings, behind the ankles, underneath the toes, whatever is a reachable position for you. And the legs are lengthened, and you're just giving yourself a nice deep fold. And then gently soften through those knees. Roll it on back up nice and slowly. Stack one vertebra at a time until eventually you come up to a fully erect position. Spine tall. And same back bend. Hands behind the back, fingers towards the spine, palms pressed in. Support at that lumbar. Inhale, heart to the sky, and head goes back. If you're maybe a deeper back bend, you can see the wall behind you. Otherwise, you look towards the sky, just kind of open up that spine a bit. And exhale out of it, come into a natural position, natural standing pose. Let's keep the right hand glued to the hip for a moment, or just really just by the side is all I mean to say. Inhale, bring the left arm up, and then exhale over to the right side. So the left arm is over the top as you bend right, keeping that left hip and shoulder back, pure side bend. Inhale out of your bend, dropping that left hand down. You guessed it, inhale, bring the right arm up, and exhale over left. So it's a nice pure side bend to the left. And inhale, come on up and down. Good. Hands behind the back, palms together. This time the palms are not pressed to the low back, but palms are touching and fingers interlinked. And just extend the arms to the earth and draw the shoulders in towards the spine, so shoulder blades towards the spine to open across the heart. And relax the hands by the sides. Float those arms up in front, palms down, fingers extended. Arms are just straight out in front of you. And we're coming up into Talasana. Let's come up onto the ball of the feet and raise those arms way up to the sky. So you're up on your heels off the mat, getting a nice elevated stance. And slowly let those arms come back down to a level position parallel to the earth. Lower the soles of the feet down into the earth. And then the arms come by the sides. Good. Drawing the chin to the sky as you tilt the head back. Level off that chin and drop the chin down to the sternum. And chin comes back to a level position. Let's make the body like a spire. Bring the ankles and knees in if they are not already touching. And bring the arms straight up to the sky. Palms together, fingers interlinked, index finger to the sky. Big inhale. And on the exhale, lean over to that right side. Get a side bend. And that side bend starts at the navel. It's not through the shoulders. It starts down low at the navel. You're bending from the navel out through the crown. Arms extended. Inhale back to center. Rest breath here. One more big inhale. And when you're ready, exhale over to the left side. Keep that right hip and shoulder back. Make it a pure side bend. And back up out of it. Good. Circle those hands around into heart center. Open those arms to a T-shape, palms facing forward. And on the exhale, drop down to a swan dive. So now it's a jackknife position, a 90-degree bend at the hips. Spine is parallel to the earth. Eyes down, crown forward. Wrapping the muscles around the rib cage and arms just jettison straight out by the sides. We're going to come out of this into lightning bolt. Inhale, slowly come out of it, lifting the torso and simultaneously hinge through the hips, soften through the knees and bring the arms up at an angle. So now your ankles and knees are still touching. You got a soft bend at the knees and the hips are hinged. And your body is from the hips to the shoulders to the fingertips is up at an angle. So it's like a lightning bolt. Good. And then circle those hands around to heart center. And let's bring that right ankle on to the left thigh. Can you come into half Utkatasana or half chair pose? Right ankle, left thigh. Try and get your balance. You're still hinged at the hips. The spine is not rounded. And we're going to combine this into a second balance pose. We're going to bring the knee, we're going to lengthen the left leg and bring the knee in front of the sternum, the right knee. And clasp those hands around that shin. So when you're ready, let's lengthen that left leg, bring that right knee in front, stand tall. Either you can have your hand underneath the knee at about hip height, or you can clasp both hands around that right shin and draw that knee up towards the sternum, and you just stand nice and tall, driving that left leg into the earth, rising through the crown, being tall, proud, confident. And then release that right foot to the earth. Give yourself a moment to shake out, to relax, to release. Good. So you just kind of wiggle the toes, whatever you need to do. And let's get back into it here. Bring the ankles and knees into center. Soften the knees, hinge through the hips. Extend those arms up at an angle, eyes up to the fingertips. Perfect Utkat Vrajasana, perfect lightning bolt. Now let's get that left ankle onto the right thigh. You can bring those hands into heart center if you haven't already done so. And left ankle on that right thigh. So you got a nice hinge at those hips. Spine is lengthened, angled, right? So it's no protruding vertebra. And And either now or in the next few breaths, when you're ready, you'll start to lengthen that right leg. You'll bring that left knee in front, and you'll either catch the hand just underneath the knee at about hip height, or if you have it accessible for you, both hands around that left shin. Be nice and tall. Draw that knee up towards the sternum, pressing that right foot to the earth and lifting up through the crown. And dismount at your own pace. And let's bring that right foot forward about a stride and a half forward, like you might do in a warrior type of position. So we're going to come into pyramid here is what we're going to do. The left leg is angled about 45 degrees forward, and the right foot is about a stride and a half out in front. And then just fold over that right thigh. Just roll on down over there. And you can have both hands on that right shin, or you can have the hands clasped on that right thigh. You may anchor anywhere along that right leg. Try and stay off the knee if you can. Or you may straddle that right foot if your hands reach all the way down to the ground. Good. So the sternum is over that right knee, so you're pretty squared off towards the front edge of the mat. Now we're going to transition this into triangle. So get your right hand somewhere on that right shin or so, and then open up, bring that left arm way up to the sky, and try and project your heart to the left side of the room. So you're watching, you're mindful not to let that left hip and left shoulder roll down towards that left side, but everything is nicely stacked. It's a pure deep side bend in triangle pose. That left hand can come around the back to the right hip if you wish. You want to get that perfect directional of projecting the heart to the left side of the room. And then when you like, inhale, just raise yourself up out of the pose. Bring yourself all the way up tall. Good. And then we're just going to switch. We're going to get that left leg forward and the right leg back. So switch it up. So find a position. And you'll just drop down into your pyramid pose on this side. Exhale down. So the left leg is forward, the right leg is back, and the right foot's out at a 45 degree angle. And you just square that sternum down over that front leg. And you may anchor with the hands either clasping on the front portion of the left thigh or on the left shin, or straddling the mat, straddling that front left foot. Good, long, slow breaths. And then slowly you'll open up to the right side for pyramid, for a triangle. Open on up. And if you need to adjust your feet front and back a little bit, if you need to extend them, you know, an inch or two forward or whatever, that's fine. Bring that right arm up to the sky. You can bring it around the back to the left hip. Main thing is be mindful of that right hip and right shoulder. Don't let them roll down towards the earth. Be nice side bend projected to the right side of the room. Long, slow breaths. You're progressively getting that spine more and more parallel to the earth. And whether you have the right arm up to the sky or the right hand round the back to that left hip, in a breath or two, we're just going to slide ourselves up out of it. So when you're ready, inhale, come up out of it, and drop those hands by the sides. You can bring that left foot back. We're going to work into little tree, then full tree. So let's start out with that right foot. Lift the five toes of the right foot. Let them spread into the mat. Hook the left foot behind the right calf. Draw the hands to heart center. And then bring the arms out at a Y shape, way out. So the arms are out at 45 degrees, reaching out to a diagonal. And you're nice and tall on that right leg. Good, just getting a little balance warm up here. Get your vision fixed. Circle those hands around heart center. Undo. And let's get that opposite foot behind the calf. So you take that right foot behind the left calf, hook it there. Hands to heart center, tall on that left leg. And inhale those arms out. Angle out at 45 degrees. And that gives a sense of a counterbalance that you can let that spine rise straight up to the sky. Good. And then release, circle those hands around heart center, let that foot come down. Good. And let's take it up a level here. So let's come on into tree pose on your right side, back onto the initial side. But this time you'll bring that left foot up as high as you can along the inside of the right thigh. Driving that ankle into the femur bone as best you can, or maybe you go below the knee, maybe you go towards the calf, inside the calf. And then arms as you wish, straight up to the sky or angled out at 45 degrees. Just be nice and tall in your balance. Good, and then gently release out of it. And then take your time, transition into tree on the other side. Let that left foot spread into the earth. Step up high with that right into the inside of the left inner thigh or inside of the calf. Get your hands to heart center. Bring it out at 45 degrees. Or have the arm straight to the sky. Good. You're pulling the navel in, you're using your core, you're being as tall as you can. And ultimately, you're dismounting as well. When you come into your dismount, you'll have those ankles come into center, hands to heart center. Open those arms out into a T and fold down into a swan dive. So you spine is parallel to the earth. You're wrapping the muscles around the rib cage, good core. And keep the cervical spine neutral. So the chin is not jammed to the sternum. It's perfectly neutral. The crown is forward. On the next exhale, draw it down into standing forward fold or Uttanasana. And you can just walk this forward into your downward dog. So you're just feeling it out here, ears between the elbows. Good. Let's bring that left leg up into the sky. And if you wish, come on forward. Left knee to the outside of the left upper arm. Stack elbows, shoulders, and wrists. And hover forward. And then drawing those hips back up and extend that left leg way up into the sky. And down onto four points since you're downward facing dog. Let's bring that right leg way up to the sky. And we're going to shift forward down into kind of like a plank position, but the right knee hovers to the outside of the right upper arm. And then hips come back up into a downward dog position with the right leg extending all the way up to the ceiling. Landing onto four points. And in about 30 seconds, we're going to meet up in child. If you'd like to get a plank or a side plank, you can get that in. If you want to go directly into child now, that's right. If you want to repeat what we just did, that's also an option. So you have a few moments to practice, to experiment, to explore. And about now you're all in child's pose, either natural child's pose with the thighs together or wide angle child's pose. And for those who don't know child's pose, you just have your knees bent and your hips back onto the heels, forehead towards the earth. Arms can be forward or back. So just find, if you'd like wide angle child's pose, the toes will touch and the knees out wide and melt the heart into the earth, arms forward. So any variation here. All right, let's take it up into table position. We're going to work towards balancing table. Identify the right arm and left leg, and let's bring that right arm forward and the left leg back. Let's find that nice balancing table where you're steady. And then we're going to bring that right arm to the side. It's going to go 90 degrees out to the side like an airplane wing. So just bring it around to the side, parallel to the earth, and then squeeze that entire left leg, and without bending that left knee, try and lift that leg up as best you can. It really strengthens and opens up that lower spine. Good, hold that as best you can. And then that right palm is going to come down into the earth, you know, just like in table. And you're going to let that left leg be parallel to the earth. You're not dropping that to the ground. And we're going to open that left arm up to the sky into like a supported half moon. So you're on your right knee and your right palm. And you're now facing towards the left side with the left arm to the sky. And the left leg is straight back. You're squeezing, pressing out through the sole of the foot. You have an option here to bend that left knee, catch that left ankle with the left hand, and kick that heel away so you could open up that quad if you'd like. Give a good quad stretch there. Or maybe you just keep the limbs lengthened, that's fine. You don't catch the foot. Now let's slowly let that left hand come down to the left hip, left palm back into the earth. And as best you're able, step that left foot to the outside of the left hand and angle it at 45 degrees. So it's angled to the corner of your yoga mat. Let's curl the toes of the back foot, get up on the ball of the right foot. You're extending that right, so you're off that right knee now, and you're extending back, pushing back through that calf, and that right foot as far back as it'll go. Get a nice lengthening through the leg. And then lift that left arm forward, big reach out in front. So you're on your left foot, you're on your right palm, and the ball, the right foot's way back, and that right arm, that left arm reaches out in front, engage the core, hold steady. You can look out front, and then let that left palm land, let the right knee land, come back into a wide angle child's pose. Let that left foot come all the way back, big toes together, knees out wide, V. Back up into table. And let's get balancing table on the other side. Let's bring the left arm forward and the right leg back. Eyes down, crown forward. Perfect balance here. Bring that left arm to the outside like an airplane wing and lift that right leg, without bending that right knee, just bring that right leg up. Try and touch the top of the universe with that right heel as best you can. In actuality, the leg will only come up maybe 5, 6, 7 inches, but you just that effort to try and lift up without bending that right knee. Good. Let that left palm come down into the earth. Let the right leg just be in a natural lengthened position parallel to the mat, about hip height. And then we're going to work into supported half moon on this other side. Bring that right arm up. So now you're just on your left knee, your left palm. The right leg is parallel to the earth, right arm straight to the sky. And if you feel comfortable, you go right hand to right foot. And then kick that heel out away from the glutes so you really get a good quad stretch opening on the hip flexors on that right side. Or if that isn't available for you, just keep that right arm to the sky and your right leg straight back. And then let's land that right hand onto the hip and right palm onto the earth. And step that right foot to the outside of the right hand as best you can. Good. Slide that left knee back. Curl those toes of the left foot. That right foot is going to be angled out at 45 degrees. So now you're on your palms. Right foot is just on the outside of that right hand. Left leg is way back. And inhale, bring that right arm forward out in front. Big reach out with it. Good, and you're pressing back through that left heel. Good stride. Landing that right palm down. Good. Retreat back into a wide angle child's pose. Just let that left knee come down and right foot back. And you know what to do. Make your transition into wide angle child. Good, up into table. Let's get the forearms into the earth, and we're going to step into dolphin plank. So forearms are down, elbows below the shoulders, and just get the legs across the earth back. You're on the ball of the feet. So the whole body's parallel to the earth. If this isn't working for you, Just drop the hips into the earth and you prop up on the forearms and you're into Sphinx pose for a back bend. Otherwise, you work your dolphin plank, you hold, and then soften both knees down, get the heels up. So you're resting here on your forearms, and then curl those toes, press back through the heels, come back into your dolphin plank. Good. And then knees down, heels up, supporting on the forearms. And then just relax all the way down into the earth into a prone position. And you may cross the wrists in front, have the forehead to the wrists, and the legs are back. Let's get ourselves into a half frog pose. In this prone position, face down to the earth, bring yourself towards the left side of your yoga mat. So you're on the left side. Bring the right knee up hip height. So the right knee comes up parallel to the right hip. And then from the right knee to the sole of the right foot, it goes straight back. So you're just opening that right hip, if that makes sense. And then you'll drop that right hand tangential to that right knee. So the right arm is going back at 45 degrees. The left arm is 90 degrees out towards the left side. And bring your right cheek to the earth and look towards that left thumb. And just getting a nice deep hip opener, really more of a gentle hip opener. But you see how it feels for you. And then slowly extend that right leg all the way back. Bring the hands by the sides and scoot yourself over towards the right side of the mat now. And bring that left knee up hip height. And then from the left knee to the sole of the left foot is straight back. So ideally that left knee is as high as the hip. And then that lower left leg is straight back from that point. Drop that left wrist towards the left knee, so it's that left arm's back at 45 degrees. Right arm is straight out by the side, so 90 degrees out to the wall there. And then you bring your left cheek to the mat, look towards the right thumb. And just letting gravity open that hip. Breathing comfortably. And then slowly just let that left leg go back, arms back, and you just come out of your pose. Now just kind of line yourself straight down the middle of the mat. Have the hands on either sides of the sternum, palms down, elbows to the sky. And then just press in with the hips and scoop up into cobra pose. Inhale, it's a back bend. Come on up with the torso, pressing the hips into the earth. And whenever you're ready, you can transition into downward facing dog. And this is totally free form here for 45 seconds or so. Any variations you feel like doing. You want to be adventurous and get into flip dog. If you're familiar with flip dog, feel free to do that. If you want to just bring one leg to the sky or the other leg up one at a time, you can do that. You want to get into a two-pointed downward dog. Then bring your right arm back past that right hip and the left leg to the sky. So now you're just on your... Yeah, so that's one way. So you're on your left palm and your right foot. And you can switch then to the opposite diagonal. We'll be on your right palm and left leg. So any variations you feel like doing here. And then take it down into table child in the next breath or so. We're not going to be in child long. We'll just bring the hands on either sides of the knees, crown up, and ultimately get those legs out across the earth. So hands on either sides of the hips, palms down, legs across the earth, and press. Get that spine tall, shoulders back, chin is level, engage. Eliminating any space between the bottom of the legs and your yoga mat. Good. And relax. Bring that left shin up towards you. So clasp both hands around that left shin. Bring that left knee towards you. And then try and get both hands around the base of that left foot and lift that left leg up to the sky. Now maybe you need to have the hands around the calf, or maybe the knee, that left knee will be bent. We won't be able to extend it all the way. But maybe you can. Maybe you can get both hands around the sole of that left foot and you bring that left leg up as high as you can. The right leg is still in its natural formation, just straight out across the earth. And then slide that right hand to the outside of that left foot. And you're going to start to goad that left foot across to your right side till it comes over the top of that right leg. And we're going to twist back, release that left arm back, and come look back over your left shoulder to the back left corner of your mat. So now you got your body, you're twisting back, and that left leg, maybe it doesn't go all the way out. Maybe you can't reach it all the way out. Maybe the knee's bent. But wherever you have that, where the leg lengthened or not, try and have the left heel past the threshold of the right leg. So you're getting that cross and you're getting that IT band engagement. And you're lifting to the crown, and then your vision is back towards that left thumb, which is going towards the back left corner of your yoga mat. So it's a nice twist, it's IT band engagement, it's core engagement. And then inhale, come on back out of your twist, let that foot go down. Again. And then let's bring the right knee up towards you, both hands around that right shin. And bringing that right leg all the way up, big reach up for it. So you can have both hands around that right foot, or maybe around the calf, or maybe the knee's not fully, the knee's bent as the leg is not fully lengthened. You just do what you can, and you try and sit tall with it as well. And then we'll start to make that transition. Take that left foot to the outside of the right, that left hand to the outside of the right foot. Sorry about that. And then you'll goad that right foot over to the left, crossing the threshold of the left leg. And then simultaneously bring that right arm back to the back right corner and look, bring your vision back towards that right thumb as you come into that twist. And that right leg will go as lengthened as you can. So your left hand is holding on to that foot, onto that right foot. You're breathing, you're sitting tall. Good. Then gently inhale, come on back out of it. Undo. That's it. So you just rest all the limbs down into the earth. Okay. Got one more seated pose and then into a deep relaxation into supine. Let's bring the legs out into a seated V. So the legs are out V and you're nice and tall. Sits bones are square into the earth. Inhale the arms up to the sky. And exhale, draw yourself down front center. You're pressing the backs of the legs into the earth. Heels out, toes back. Big reach out front center. Now some of you may get your heart completely into the earth or relatively close to the earth. And some may be up at a higher angle. That's okay. Just press those legs into the earth. Get a reach out. And you're just front center with it. And when you come out of it, you may either walk yourself up by bringing those hands back in towards you, or you may extend the arms forward and lift all the way up to the sky. That's up to you how you exit the pose, but you'll bring yourself up out of it at some point. And you're just into a seated V at this, once your spine is upright. And then just bend those knees, let the soles of the feet come together. So the soles of the feet and 10 toes are lined up. And you want yourself midway along your mat, hips centered from front to back on your mat, so that you can lie back and still be on your mat. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go right into supine bound angle, and that'll be our last pose of the day as we get into a more introspective place. So gently lower yourself back into the mat. Soles of the feet still touch in that diamond shape. And the arms can set themselves parallel to the thighs with the palms to the sky. And it's your time just to breathe. To relax through the tongue, the teeth, the jaw. In fact, if you like, you can bring the hands to the jaw. Like bring your five fingers together and press the tips of the fingers and roll them right at that jawbone, right at that hinge. And just kind of massage right there. If you have a way you like to do it, that's fine. But just release any tension in that whole lower jaw, letting that ease radiate throughout the cranium. So you're using right hand on right side, left hand on left side, just pressing in and massaging that jaw right at the hinge. And then let's bring the palms to the temple point, right at the temple, just to the side of the eyes, and use those palms to gently massage so you feel like you're massaging just the entire head. Palms massaging right at that temple means the effect is on the entire cranial cavity, breathing. And then bring the arms to the sky and close the eyes and rub the hands together. So you're generating a good amount of frictional heat. Rub those hands. Just a little bit more, get that heat going. And then cover the eyes with the palms and open the eyes and let that heat just absorb all the tension from the eyes. Just open up, be free. You're just cleaning and clearing and purifying that whole signal from the eyes all the way in to the center of the mind. Making a perfect clear channel. And then close the eyes, release the hands by the sides, extend those legs all the way out across the earth. So you're no longer in that diamond shape and legs are lengthened and you work into full Shavasana. Here you just lie back, you soak up all the beauty and serenity of your practice. You think about lengthening the breath, of calming the mind, of rejuvenating every cell and morsel of your existence, physically, psychically, emotionally, spiritually. Let the body become part of the earth. And just breathe with the entire cosmos. Becoming serene, calm, still, steady. Five more long, slow breaths. Rotate those palms down into the earth. Draw the knees to the sky, soles of the feet into the mat. One arm high to the sky, back overhead. Whatever arm you extended, rotate towards that side to come into a sideways lying position. And then push yourself up into a seated position, crossing the legs. Make that nice, easy transition. Placing the hands into the lap, hands onto the knees as you prefer. Just for a very short seated meditation. Spine is tall, eyes closed, and two breaths just to soak up all the goodness and joy and sentient qualities of your practice. Then on the inhale, draw those palms together, thumbs touching to the Chakruti point. Honoring that whole sanctity of mind. And draw those hands down to the heart, making that link within. Internally we say namaskar. Thanks for practicing. See you soon.